Sometimes, Northwestern is not an easy place to be at. Whether you're concerned with your academics or just struggling with normal college student issues like finding a job or figuring out what you want to do with your life, it is certainly not easy being a student. And one of the most helpful ways to relieve oneself of stress is through crying. According to Medical News Today, a 2014 study found that crying activates the parasympathetic nervous system, helping people calm down and relax. Research has also found that tears release endorphins and oxytocin, making it so that you feel good and your mood is improved, and also reducing levels of stress hormones in your body. Now, I've both cried and found people crying on campus. During exam week especially, it is not uncommon to find students crying in the bathrooms or any public spaces. And with exams coming up, I felt the need to know, where should I go if I need to let it all out? So in order to find out what place on campus is best for shedding some tears, I decided to ask our newsroom here at WNUR. This is Ask WNUR, and today I'm asking, where's your favorite place to cry on campus?
The only place I've ever cried on campus is a professor's office, freshman year. It was a really hard class, and I didn't feel like I was ready for it when I took it. And so I just felt like I was absolutely failing, but I got an A- in it, so I was fine.
Hi, my name is Allison Rauch. I am class of 2024, I'm a sophomore, and I have cried all over this damn campus. Notable spots include the second floor Willard women's bathroom. I don't even live in Willard. Michael J. Allen's History of the Vietnam Wars class in Annenberg G15. I've cried like walking like to Norris, like from the library. I've cried in the sound recording booth in the library in Maine. I've cried in the Norris girls' bathroom. Yeah, I've cried a lot of places, but I think my favorite place to cry, aside from the iconic crying in Michael J. Allen's History of the Vietnam Wars class in Annenberg G15, is the Medill basement floor bathroom, the women's bathroom, that you need to scan your wild card to get into. Never anyone in there. You can cry all you want. It's marvelous. Recommend.
My favorite place to cry on campus, I would say, is the garage after hours. It's happened once. It's very nice to feel the tech, the inspiration, and the fact that there's no one there. So I think that's my top pick.
The place I cry the most is honestly in my home, but sometimes on the walk back home from campus I'll cry. But one of my most memorable crying experiences on campus is one time I was sitting by the lake on the concrete blocks to the south of Beenan. And it's kind of context dependent because I was listening to the Twilight soundtrack and really let the tears flow. It was kind of like being in a music video, just watching the water come in, and it was like kind of cold and kind of gray. And of course I was listening to Twilight, so that really solidified how emotional I was. But I guess that's my favorite place to cry.
I'm Paz and I'm a freshman. The people who live in North Mid Quads know this, but the stairwells in NMQ are the absolute best places to cry on campus. They're really convenient because they're right by our bedrooms and right by your friends in the bathroom. And you actually have a surprising amount of privacy in these stairwells. If you come here at the right time of day, absolutely no one will bother you. Both stairwells are great. Take your pick.
My name is Maria. I'm a junior. I've only cried in the main library bathroom, but I think that if I wanted a place to cry on campus, it would probably be in the upper level Kresge bathrooms. There are usually not that many people, so it's pretty private and pretty clean.
My name is Ellie Skelly. I'm a freshman journalism major, and my favorite place to cry on campus is actually Allison Dining Hall. And you may be thinking, that's horrible, that's terrible, that's so public. And it is all of the above. But you know, sometimes it's just an overflowing space. You're sitting down for a good meal and you just gotta let it out. And you're at a table with your friends and then you can hash it out, you know, grab a cookie afterwards and it's all good. So that's where I usually cry.
So based on our newsroom's opinions, if you ever feel the need to turn on the waterworks, you should aim for the more private places on campus. And as exams start coming up, remember to take a breather and that it is okay to have a good cry sometimes. For WNUR News, this is Maria Camaño.